time is it?
6:30.
Wow, you slept through.
I told you it would get better.
Yeah. This is nice. Oh, hello. Someone's pleased to see me.
Who, me?
Well, that is you, isn't it? Oh, my God, he's in the bed. Oh, how the hell did he get out of his cot and over the stairgate and through the locked door?
Hey, Benji. You want to bounce up, Daddy?
Yeah, let's break another piece of furniture.
Bouncy, bouncy, bouncy. Dada! Bouncy, bouncy, bouncy.
Dada!
Come on, Mummy, join in.
Nick, he's going to hit his horns on the ceiling.
Bouncy, bouncy, bouncy.
Dada!
Bouncy, bouncy, bouncy.
Dada!
Bouncy, bouncy, bouncy.
Dada!
Bouncy, bouncy, bouncy.
Oh, great.
Bouncy.
Little Monster by Gerard Foster.
And in your mouth, chew, swallow, regurgitate, and smear all over Mummy's face. Well done.
Did you iron my shirt?
Yeah, it's over there between the homemade bread and my latest novel.
Right, so that's a no then.
Sorry.
No, no, it's fine. I can do it. No problem. I'll just be late, that's all. Get sacked. Won't be able to pay the mortgage.
No, leave Mummy's breasts alone. Mummy's breasts are for Daddy now.
Oh, don't say that. He'll blame me. It's not my fault you didn't like
fangs. Yeah, well, it's not my fault. He's grown fangs.
They're not fangs. They're just quite long and pointy.
Oh, tell that to next door's chickens.
Quack!
There was no proof that was Benji.
Oh, come on. He's been coughing up feathers ever since.
Quack!
Well, whatever. Do you not think it feels a bit early to be taking him off the press?
Yeah, I don't know, Nick. What do you think it says in Gina Ford's book of Contented Little Monsters? No, leave Mummy's breasts alone. Benji! Nick, can you get him off me?
Can I just finish his sleep?
No, ow!
Oh, hey, it's okay. Mummy didn't mean to shout.
He bit me!
Yeah, I know he did. But shouting isn't a good choice, is it? Oh, it's okay, darling. It's okay. Scary Mummy will go away soon. Let's make her another fennel tea, shall
we? I don't want another fennel tea. Oh, great.
I'll do it.
No, no, it's fine, I'll do it. You get off to work. Come on, Benji.
Whee!
OK. Trousers. Vest. Nappy. Oh. So, let's have a look in this one, shall we? Oh.
Right then.
Oh, I thought you'd gone.
Why are you sifting through his poo?
I can't find my wedding ring.
You let him swallow your wedding ring?
Well, I didn't let him.
Well, you allowed it to happen.
Well, I think he's probably swallowed it, yes, but it's fine. We'll get it back, I promise.
I'm not worried about the ring. Worried about Benji.
Him? Oh, he's fine. It's not as if it's the first time that he swallowed something that he shouldn't have, is it? The iPod Nano came out and it still works.
Well, you should have told me.
I know, I'm sorry. I just felt awful.
Oh, God, don't worry about the ring.
Really?
It was only gold-plated anyway. Doesn't matter.
Well, it does to me.
Yeah, look, I better go. Bye, Benji. No. Daddy's got to go to work and earn some money. Hey, no, let go. Mummy's going to take you swimming.
Actually, I'm not sure I will.
What do you mean? It starts today.
Yeah, I know. It's just I haven't waxed.
So?
Well, you know what these yummy mummies are like.
Karen, no one cares if you've waxed or not.
Well, you don't, clearly.
Well, of course I don't. And that's a good thing.
Is it?
Well, of course it is. It means I love you as you are. And you don't have to spend loads of money on waxing.
Right. Well, I was kind of planning to have one before this evening.
Why? What's happening then?
You've forgotten what we're doing this evening?
No. I'm just checking that you've remembered too.
I've booked us an H-O-T-E-L.
A hotel?
Oh, great. No, Benji knows.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Well, maybe it's too soon to leave him.
Are you trying to wriggle out of it?
No, I'm just saying that maybe we should take him with us, save on the trauma.
Oh, we're not taking him. Why would we want to pay £200 to stay in a luxury hotel and spa?
Sorry, £200?
Yeah, I got it cheap.
Cheap?
Well, there's some sort of problem with the room, but I know you like to save money.
And how exactly am I saving money paying £200 for a bed for the night?
And sex.
sex? With me?
Oh, well, that's all right. Yeah, I mean, for a moment there, it sounded expensive. But if they're throwing in sex with my own wife, oh, bargain.
Well, how much would you be willing to pay?
I don't know. 50 quid?
50 quid?
Karen, please do not try and make me heckle. It'll only end in disappointment.
All right, fine. Look, if you don't want to go, I'll cancel.
No, no, it's fine. If that's what you want, we'll go. I'm just surprised you didn't think there were other things we could spend our money on. Like new clothes.
Really?
For Benji.
Yeah.
Or one of those child trust fund things. But if you'd rather spend the money on a night away, then fine, if that's what you want.
Yes, it is.
So, what are we doing with the hairy guy?
My mother's going to babysit.
You really think she'll be able to cope?
Of course she won't. That's why I've asked her. Make her see what he's really like.
So that's what this is about.
I just want us to spend some time together.
Yeah, well, so do I.
Really?
Of course I do.
You do still find me attractive?
Absolutely. More than ever. You've got a bit of poo on the end of your nose.
Oh, right. Thanks.
See you later. Bye, Benji.
Dada!
Oh, and have fun swimming.
So, swimming or telly?
Telly.
All right. 5 minutes of police action violence, and then we're watching CBeebies, OK?
Swimming.
Great.
Oh, bless. Yeah, we went swimming yesterday. It was so nice. I managed 40 lengths.
What, with Evie?
No, she was in the locker.
You left her in the locker?
Yeah, they love being in enclosed spaces. It reminds them of the womb.
Right.
Oh, look out. Here comes Nina and it.
Excuse me, could I have a pint of water? I'll be breastfeeding my child shortly and it's very important I remain hydrated. Hiya. Sorry, got to nip to Lou. Can you watch baby?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, bless. Right, give it here.
What's she doing?
I'm going to find out what sex it is.
Sammy?
Bringing a child up gender neutral, it's weird and pathetic and totally wrong. And how the hell do you open this thing?
It's a baby grow. You open the poppers?
Yes, I know how to open a baby grow, Karen. I've changed Evie several times.
Oh, look at that. A real nappy. You know they use these more than once. She's coming back.
Oh, breadsticks.
What are you doing?
Oh, Karen thought she smelled a dirty nappy. Do you want me to look in his stroke hers?
No, thank you. It's okay, Mummy's here.
Oh, wait.
Oh, no, you've got crisps.
He's welcome if he wants to, Karen. There's a beautiful breast full of milk right here.
Yeah, I think there's a man over there who'd like some.
I'm sorry?
So how are we all?
Yeah, good. I can't wait for tonight.
Oh, good. You're coming to baby Zumba.
Oh, no.
Nick's taking her away for the night.
Oh, God. That's typical, isn't it? Can't you see you've got enough on your plate without pestering you for sex as well?
I wish Andy would pester me. He's only interested in Evie. She's such a tart.
She's 6 months old.
Yeah, I don't know where she gets it from. So, come on, then. What are you going to wear?
Oh, I don't know. I've got this old party dress I'm hoping I can still fit into.
Excuse me. First night away since forever? You're going to need a whole new outfit and something special to wear underneath.
Well, I've kind of promised Nick I wouldn't.
You mean no knickers?
No! God, no! I mean, we don't really buy clothes for ourselves.
No, I'm sorry. If he's spending all that money on whisking you away for the night, the least you can do is make yourself look nice.
Well, I don't look that bad, do I?
Oh, bless. Here we are, lingerie.
Yeah, I'm not sure this is a good idea.
Bobby!
No, Benji, stay in your buggy.
Bobby! Bobby!
Benji, that isn't a real woman. Okay, that is a real woman. Now, get down.
Karen, look at this. You have to try it on.
Really?
Come on. Can I get your clothes off then?
Oh, have you seen how much this costs?
I know, but it's gorgeous.
Oh, what is it?
Nothing. You are going to wax, though, aren't you?
Oh, God, it's not that bad, is it?
No, it's... I'm sorry, can you put it away? Oh, yes. Oh, what do you think, Benji? Doesn't Mummy look lovely?
Ugh.
And Daddy's going to like it, too.
Well, he won't when he sees how much it costs.
So don't tell him.
No, look, I can't. I'm sorry. Oh, it's lovely. I just can't do it.
All right, fine. If you're sure you can't afford it, you'll just have to nick it instead.
Nick it?
Yeah, don't worry. It's easy. I nick things from here all the time. Just stick it underneath your pushchair and walk out past the security guards.
No, I couldn't.
Do you want him to leave you on your own with Benji?
Yeah. Oh, I can't believe I'm doing this.
You'll be fine. Go on. Go.
Come on, Benji. Here you get. No, leave those under the pushchair, thank you. Mummy's going to take them home.
Oh.
Yes, I know. Naughty Mummy. Let's go.
Good luck. I won't come with you. They told me they'd prosecute next time.
What?
Go on, go.
Yes, calm down, Benji. Benji. People are staring. Here, have some crisps. Oh, thank God for that. Made it.
Excuse me, could I have a look in the pram?
Who, me? I haven't taken anything. Oh, Benji, you naughty boy, honestly. You mustn't pick up things in shops. I am so sorry. No crisps for you.
So you don't want to purchase these items?
Benji, come on. You need to sleep. That way you'll be full of beans for Grandma when she comes to play.
Dada!
No, Grandma.
Dada!
Grandma.
Dada!
I'm going to leave you to sleep now, Benji.
Dada!
Dada's not here. He's at work. Right. Fine. If I let you speak to Dada, will you go to sleep? Right, no Dada.
Dada, Dada, Dada!
Right. All right.
Hello.
Hiya.
No, I can't.
Oh, go on, just a quick word.
No.
Oh, please, I can't get him to sleep.
Have you tried call?
Yes, I have. He wants to speak to you.
I'm at work.
Dada!
Sorry, Benji. Daddy doesn't want to speak to you.
Karen, I've had a hell of a morning. And to cap it all, I've just discovered someone's cloned our credit card.
What?
I just had a call from the bank. Someone's used our card details to buy £100-odd worth of lingerie. Ooh,
they haven't.
Please tell me it wasn't you.
I'll pass you on to Benji.
Karen, did you or did you not spend £110 on a bra and knickers?
Surprise!
Have you worn them?
No, I haven't, no. Benji put them on for a bit and then rolled around in a puddle of something. But don't worry, they'll be fine for tonight. Look, please, can you talk to Benji?
No.
Dada?
It's okay. Mummy's here.
Dada!
No, Mama.
Dada!
Mama.
Dada!
Look, for God's sake, just get in your cot and go to sleep. Mummy needs to pack. Benji!
Right then. This is called a suitcase. Now, you won't have seen one of these before because Mummy and Daddy haven't had a life since around about the time you were born. Now, you just stay there on the bed. Oh, right. You want to help me pack? Oh, thank you. Although I don't need all those clothes. I'm not leaving home forever. Now, let's get Daddy's things, shall we? No, come back with the suitcase, Benji. Give Mummy back the suitcase. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have pulled your tail. No. Please don't growl. I've said I'm sorry. Oh, another dirty nappy. Great. Right, let's see if that rings in there, shall we? On the bed.
Whee!
Trousers. Vest. Nappy. Oh. Right then. Really helping, Benji. No, please don't laugh at Mummy.
Oh, just give me my ring, you little... I mean, God, if you weren't such a real pain in the backside, then maybe me and your precious daddy wouldn't need to get away from you. No, I'm not in the mood for a cuddle. Go on. Get out. Go and watch TV or have a ride in the tumble dryer. Mummy needs to have a lie down. Oh, great.
Hi, Mum.
My God, what a mess.
Yeah, I did say not to come till four.
Well, I thought you could do with a hand.
It's fine.
Now, what would you like me to do?
Go home and come back when you're supposed to?
Don't be silly. You need to get ready.
I am.
You do know you've got sick running down your shirt?
No, that's the design.
Really?
Yeah, I chose it so it wouldn't matter if I ever had sick running down my shirt.
Oh, my God, poor Nick. Did you get to the salon?
No, Nick said not to bother.
Oh, Karen, you're not Sleeping Beauty. You can't just lie there and expect your prince to hack his way through a small forest.
Where's Benji?
I don't know. He's around. Oh, God.
Oh, my God, Benji. What the hell's he doing in the tumble dryer?
Well, I don't know. I didn't think he'd really climb inside.
Come on, Benji. You're safe with Grandma.
Whee!
Let's put you down for a nap.
Yay!
There. Easy.
Mum, I can cope.
Yes, I know, and you're doing marvellously. But please, if you ever feel like it's all getting a bit too much, just pick up the phone and speak to a doctor. There are really very good pills you can take.
Yeah, well, I guess you'd know.
There's no shame in being happy, Karen. Now go on. Into the bathroom now and make yourself presentable.
No, I'm sorry. You can't just come in here and start telling me what to do, all right? I am not going to wax, OK?
So, ready for more hot wax?
Ow! Oh, no, please!
And deep breath.
Ow! Mum!
Oh, for God's sake, Karen, do try and relax. You'll wake Benji. And again.
Ow!
Hello? Karen? Wow, you look nice.
Shh! Benji's asleep. Let's go.
What, now? Don't we need to pack?
All done.
Look, why don't we just stay here? Get a takeaway.
Hi, Nick.
Oh, hi, Val.
Well, I wish someone would take me away, you old devil.
Ah, well, she deserves a break.
So do you. I think you're amazing.
Oh.
No, really. And I think how hopeless her father was. She's a lucky girl.
Well, I do what I can.
Can we try and keep the noise down, please?
Can I just sneak in and see
you? No.
Oh, come on. It's our first night away.
Exactly, and we need to go.
All right. OK, I'll put the case in the... Oh, blimey. How many clothes have you packed? We're only there for a night.
Yeah, I know. What are you doing?
I'm taking some clothes out.
No, stop. We don't have time, all right? I'm locking the suitcase. There. Now, please just put it in the car.
All right. Oh, go on.
Now, Mum, there's food and wine in the fridge. Oh, and if you need to use the telly...
Oh, it's fine. Gerald's coming over. I don't think we'll be watching telly.
Oh, right.
If that's all right with you.
Yeah, I thought you might want to spend some time with Benji.
I do, but he'll be in bed by 7.
No, he won't. Trust me.
Yes, he will. Trust me.
All right, fine. Whatever. Have Gerald round.
It's our 3-week anniversary.
Oh, right. Well, you wouldn't want to miss that. No, I'm just not sure where he's going to sleep. And there won't be room for both of you on the camp bed.
That's all right. We'll use your room.
No, I'm sorry. I asked you to babysit, not bring your latest boyfriend round. And I really don't feel comfortable with you and Gerald being in my bed.
Oh, for God's sake, don't be such a prude.
I'm not. It doesn't bother me. I mean, Dad's been dead, what, at least 5-6 months? You go ahead and enjoy yourself. I just wouldn't want Benji walking in on Grandma and Uncle Gerald, and he will do, trust me.
All right, fine. I'll tell him not to bother coming.
Well, it's up to you.
No, I didn't realise it was such an issue.
Well, it's not. It's, you know, Benji.
Yeah.
Well, I better go.
Yes, you go off and enjoy yourself. I'll be fine here, on my own. Bye, Nick.
Yeah, bye, Val.
I've tidied her up down there for you.
Mum?
It's like a runway. You can't miss it, unless you're drunk.
Mum?
Go on, off you go.
And don't let him sleep too long.
I won't.
And ring me if you need me.
I won't.
Oh, and if he does a poo, I still haven't found my wedding ring.
What?
There's a pair of rubber gloves on the changer.
Karen?
I bet you she'll be ringing me before we're halfway down the street.
Oh, she'll be fine. Don't worry.
Oh, I'm not. We've done it. Free at last.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fine. Don't worry about the money. I'll be worth every penny, I promise. Oh, I knew it. I bet that's her. It is. I told you, didn't I? I knew it.
Well, go on. Answer it.
No.
Well, it might be important.
I hope it is. I hope he's broken into the tool shed and sawn his own head off. That'll teach her to criticise my parenting.
Karen.
There. Stop now. Crisis over. For God's sake. Hi, Mum.
Karen.
Hello.
Benji.
Sorry, you're breaking
Karen.
Up. I can't hear a word you're saying.
Karen, I can't...
She can't cope. I knew it.
Do you think we should turn round?
No way. Right, that's it. I'm switching my phone off. Ah, and relax.
I take it £200 a night doesn't include dinner.
Well, I doubt it, no.
Lucky, I picked up these sandwiches at the service station.
You are joking.
No. Don't worry, I'll get the case. No, it's fine.
Do you want a hand?
No, no, I'll manage.
Can I help you?
We should have a reservation in the name of Daniels.
Room 14.
Sounds good.
You are aware that the room is in a less than optimal condition?
Yeah.
Sorry, what does that mean exactly?
Oh.
It's fine, we'll take the room.
Yeah, I know. I'm just asking what the problem is.
Well, unfortunately, the previous occupant was somewhat taken ill in the night and there's a very slight smell.
Oh, great.
I can put you in another room, but I would have to charge you the appropriate rate.
No, it's fine.
You sure?
Well, how bad is it?
No, we can't afford another room.
I know, I'm just asking how bad it is.
Well, the room has been thoroughly cleaned, but there may be a very faint, lingering odour and a large stain across the floor and settee.
I think we should get another room.
No, I'm sorry, but if you want dinner, we are not getting another room.
Oh, for God's sake! Can we not, for once, stop worrying about bloody money and try and enjoy ourselves?
All right. Fine. How much for a room that doesn't smell of the previous inhabitant's stomach?
I can give you room 11 for £350 for the night.
Right. Great. We'll take it.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's only money.
Would you like breakfast?
Is it included?
Nope.
In that case, yes, we'll definitely take it.
Would you like full English or continental?
Whichever is the most expensive. In fact, we'll have one of each.
What, between you?
No, we'll each have a full English and a continental.
Okay.
And we'd like a bottle of champagne sent up to our room, every hour.
Any fresh flowers, chocolate?
Yeah, why not? In fact, have some for yourself.
Thank you.
Nick!
No. Like you said, we're here now. Let's just try and enjoy it, shall we?
I think maybe we ought to take the room that smells as sick after all.
Right. Do you still want the champagne?
No, a bottle of house white and some fizzy water should be fine, thank you.
Room 14. Up the stairs, turn left and follow your nose.
Great.
Oh, and Mrs. Daniels?
Yes?
I have a message from your mother. She'd like you to ring her urgently.
Oof, it's worse than Benji's.
Oh, it's fine. I'll just open the window. Oh, it's locked.
200 quid.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's not your fault.
No, you're right. We shouldn't have come away. I just wanted it to be like it used to be, before we had Benji.
Yeah.
I miss you.
I miss you too.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it sometimes.
You want me to prove it?
Oh, yes, please.
Right then, on the bed. Clothes off. Let's see what your mother's done to you.
Meow. Oh, for God's sake. What?
Karen, it's me.
I know it's you.
It's Benji.
Yes, he's a total nightmare. I have tried to tell you.
He's gone.
What?
I don't know where he is. I went back into the house when you left and he wasn't there. I tried ringing. I'm sorry.
Have you looked in the tumble dryer?
Yes, I've looked everywhere. The police are here. They've searched the house from top to bottom and now they're searching the area. There's journalists outside the house.
Oh, God.
What's happened?
It's Benji. He's gone. What was that? Oh, my God. Mum, he's here. He's inside the suitcase.
Oh, thank God. I'd better tell the police.
Unbelievable. A one night away.
It's OK, Benji. We'll get you out of here.
No.
What do you mean, no?
He's staying in there.
You can't leave him in a suitcase.
Well, he seems to have managed up till now.
Look, come on, just give me the key, Karen.
No! He's not going to ruin our night away.
Karen, give me the key.
They enjoy being in enclosed spaces. It reminds them of the womb. Can we not at least just go down for dinner? We can bring him back some pudding.
Karen!
Oh, it's all right for you. It's me that has to deal with him. And for what? You're the one he wants. Say mummy and I'll let you out.
Oh, Karen.
I just want a bit of recognition.
Dada.
Say mummy.
Dada.
Say mummy.
Boobies.
No, mummy. Say mummy.
Mummy.
Oh, all right. That'll have to do.
Mummy!
Yes, all right. Mummy's letting you out.
Mummy! Mummy!
It's mummy.
Mummy!
Oh, all right. Whatever. Bummy's here.
Room service. One bottle of... Oh, my God! What is that?
His name is Benji.
Oh, I'm afraid we don't allow pets in the room.
Right then.
Looks like your mum's in bed. Shall I carry him in?
No, I'll do it. Come on, then. Let's get you in.
Gerald came over after all. Oh, it's like being 16 again. Just can't keep our hands off each other.
Mum?
Do you want your bed back?
No, don't. Night, Mum.
Oh, no, Karen, wait. I found myself in an unusual position and I happened to spot this under the bed.
My wedding ring.
Night.
Yeah, night, Mum. Oh, great.
Little Monster was written by Gerard Foster. It featured Sarah Hadland, Rufus Jones, Carrie Ad Lloyd, Geraldine James, Bridget Christie, Gerard Foster, and Hannah Wood. The producer was Ed Morrish.